Your calling me in suggests an emergency, and traveling in this miner scow of mine is just a trifle faster than going afoot. How about sending out something with some legs to pick me up?
The Dauntless, for instance?
Oh, you've got her rebuilt already?
Yes.
I'll bet she's a sweet clipper. She was a mighty slick stepper before, and now she must have more legs than a centipede.
And so it came about that in a region of space entirely empty of all other vessels as far as ultra-powerful detectors could reach, the Dauntless met Kinnison's tugboat. The two went inert and maneuvered briefly. Then the immense warship engulfed her tiny companion and flashed away.
"Hi, Kim, you old son of a space flea!"
A general yell arose at sight of him, and irrepressible youth rioted, regardless of regs, in this reunion of old comrades in arms who were yet scarcely more than boys in years. "His Nibs says for you to call him, Kim, when we're about a half hour out from Prime Base," Maitland informed his classmate irreverently, as the Dauntless neared the Solarian system.
"Plate or lens?"
"Didn't say. As you like, I suppose."
"Plate, then, I guess. I don't want to butt in."
And in moments, Port Admiral and Grey Lensman were in image face to face.
"How are you making out, Kinnison?"
Haines studied the young man's face intently, gravely, line by line. Then, via lens,
"We heard about the shows you put on clear over here on Tellus. A man can't drink and dope the way you did without suffering consequences. I've been wondering if even you can fight it off. How about it? How do you feel now?"
"Some craving, of course," Kinnison replied, shrugging his shoulders. "That can't be helped. You can't make an omelet without breaking eggs. However, there's nothing I can't lick. I've got it pretty well boiled out of my system already."
"Mighty glad to hear that, son. Only Ellison and I know who Wild Bill Williams really is. You had a scared stiff for a while."
Then, speaking aloud,
"I would like to have you come to my office as soon as possible."
"I'll be there, Chief, 2 minutes after we hit the bumpers."
And he was.
"The Admiral busy, Ruby?" he asked, waving an airy salute at the attractive young woman in Haines' outer office.
"Go right in, Lensman Kinnison. He's waiting for you." And opening the door for him, she stood aside as he strode into the sanctum. The port admiral returned the younger man's punctilious salute. Then the two shook hands warmly before Haines referred to the third man in the room.
"Navigator Zilpik, this is Lensman Kinnison, unattached. Sit down, please. This may take some time. Now, Kinnison, I want to tell you that ships have been disappearing right and left, disappearing without sending an alarm or leaving a trace. Convoying makes no difference, as the escorts also disappear."
"Any with the new projectors?" Kinnison flashed the question via lens. This was nothing to talk about aloud.